April 14th and 15th brought an unprecedented amount of rain, flooding, damage, and distress to the north shore of Kauai. When crises like these occur, we in Hawaii mobilize. The way we care for each other here is truly one of our greatest strengths. And so we pull together and begin our efforts to dig out, to recover, and in the end, to heal. The Hawaii Community Foundation office on Kauai is headed up by Darcy Yukimura, Director of Community Philanthropy. And she's out in the field observing where the greatest needs are and working to get funding where it can help the most. Aloha, I'm Kat Howland, member of the HCF staff on Oahu. And when we heard here from Darcy about how the recovery effort is unfolding, we thought that you too would want to hear these stories of impact. So Darcy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Appreciate it, Kat. Thanks for calling in.
I know all of the Hawaii Community Foundation staff on Oahu and our Maui and Hawaii Island offices are thinking of you and everyone on Kauai affected by the storm. And we just appreciate everything you folks are doing to be involved in the relief and the recovery efforts.
You know, I really consider it a gift to be able to work in this place, because I think that is what makes Kauai so special. What makes Hawaii so special and resilient is that we do face adversity, and our response is to band together, to work hard, and to help our neighbor. And I'm just so inspired. And I can tell our donors, the generous people in the community, feel the same way.
Yeah, well, and, you know, hearing about your experiences there and just kind of being out there interacting with, you know, folks in the community and, you know, experiencing just everything that's going on, that's part of the reason why we wanted to record a conversation with you, is so that we can let people kind of all over the state who are not on Kauai hear a bit from you about your firsthand account, about how the immediate efforts, relief efforts are going, and some of the longer term efforts are going. So, you know, it's been less than a week since the storm and the damage occurred. How is the community doing?
I can tell you that this community is upbeat. They are in action. They are like soldiers. Everyone's going out every day and working really hard. I see it in our government, in our mayor's office. I see it in the National Guard that comes, and I see it in our residents, our brothers and sisters here, even if they lost a home, even if they lost their car or had significant damage, everyone feels gratefulness that there was no loss of life. And everyone feels that I'm lucky enough to be here, that I can help. So I'm tremendously grateful to be a part of this community. And I see that, you know, because we've been through this before, people are approaching it really in a really smart way. They know what needs to be done for the immediate. So food and water and supplies are coming out. Our community is just pouring out, and we're getting gifts from all over the world. And then for the long term, the same people who you know, are doing these immediate needs supply runs are also thinking long term. How can we rebuild better? How can we make sure that we're more environmentally sustainable when we rebuild? Or how can we connect and heal together with the way that we rebuild? So I'm just stunned by the thinking that's happening and the way, then the reaction, which is all positive.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. It really is very multifaceted, right? It's thinking about what do we need right now? You know, how can we just sort of triage? And then how can we, you know, build better for the future? You know, I'm interested too. You've been attending some community meetings and hearing from folks in different sectors, you know, from government to nonprofit to, you know, the person who really needs to work on rebuilding their home. What are you hearing about what's working, what's not working? And how about, you know, what are you hearing about HCF's role in this process?
What's working is our community working together. 3 days out, I'm in a meeting with those ohanas that are long time in the North Shore community. And Nobody's skipping a beat. There are families that are operating as soup kitchens, and they're feeding all of the workers and the responders and the families nearby, mm-hmm. all along the North Shore. What's working is, you know, the boys that are pulling out their jet skis and their Zodiacs and running to help. So what's working is the community.
Mm-hmm.
I think where, you know, and we are 4 days into a huge national disaster.
Right.
We do need more communication. And I see that coming. I just got off the phone with the mayor, Mayor Bernard Carvalho, and they are aware and they are addressing the needs that they're hearing. And then what I'm hearing about HCF is a huge sigh of relief. People were feeling a little overwhelmed by the amount of outpouring. Every person was getting phone calls. How can I help? Mm-hmm. Where can I put some money? And not everyone knows what to do with that or has the administrative ability. And to know that it was us, and we have this 101-year-old relationship with the state, we're a trusted place. And people felt relieved to start directing gifts here, which we're so privileged to steward.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, because of the storm and the damage, a new fund was created, the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund at HCF, and resources have quickly been funneled through the fund to now, you know, first round of grants have gone out. And so, you know, HCF has been a part of being able to help immediately. But how did that come together? I mean, you were right there as this was all sort of being established. How did that happen?
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. I think we have a tremendous leader in Micah Kani. He really felt deeply of this, you know, what has happened with the victims of the flooding. And we have some amazing donors, such as Pam and Pierre Omidyar, who seeded this fund at a very high level. And thanks to Micah, HCF was able to match that. And because of that confidence, our board members quickly jumped in. We were privileged to also receive a nice grant from Mark and Priscilla Zuckerberg. So we're continuing to see the community's outpouring. Mm-hmm. I personally am just so in awe of people's love and generosity.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it has been amazing to see just that fast mobilization and then to see the grants just move very quickly through and start to go out to nonprofits and to start to help people just right away.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is next? What are sort of the next steps that you're seeing just right around the corner, right on the horizon?
So what we're looking at is deploying these funds quickly, but deploying them thoughtfully in the way that is going to help the community best, that doesn't overlap or duplicate funding that's coming in through the various means through the government. So our approach is three-pronged. One is that we want to help address immediate needs. And what those are right now are things like childcare, supporting food distributions, supporting capacity in those organizations that are working around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Our second approach is on stabilizing the community. So what provides that normalcy of life? That's things like school days, full school days, schools being open, children that are safe and learning, mental health provisions. So people have places to go because it was a traumatic event.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is rebuilding. How can we rebuild? What are we looking at in terms of planning, in terms of connecting the community?
I think that makes a lot of sense. Do you mind if we keep these short conversations going over the next few weeks so that, you know, people across the state can hear directly from you and from the nonprofits that you're working with about their needs as they're rising and also how givers are responding to meet those needs?
Absolutely. I think that's what we need to do is keep the communication going and help everyone understand how quickly and how resilient this community is and what our needs are. and what the long-term prospects look like. Thank you.
I think that sounds great. Thank you again, Darcy, for taking the time to chat with us, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Kat. Aloha.
If you would like to support the communities on Kauai, consider giving to the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund at HCF. Donations can be made online at hawaiicommunityfoundation.org.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.